Well, we have a little handout this evening, and let's turn to Jeremiah 17, just as an introduction to our lesson this evening. Jeremiah chapter 17, let's read verse 9, Jeremiah 17 and verse number 9. And once again, if you don't have a folder for these lesson handouts, please come and see me after the meeting. Be happy to get one for you. That way you can clip all your notes into a little folder and keep them all in one place. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 9. Thank you for turning there. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The Bible says this: "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Let's pray. Father, as we continue this series on how we can be prepared to give an answer to the questions that we are faced and asked this in this day in which we live, help us, dear Lord, to learn more about your truth and the proofs that you have given us. Help us, dear Lord, to be strengthened in our witness, and help us to learn something tonight that we may glorify you with. And help, Lord, those who are lost in darkness and sin and headed to an eternal hellfire, Lord, help us, we pray, to be more effective witnesses for you. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Jeremiah 17, verse 9, just reminds us of something we need to know today as we witness for the Lord. We, today in our generation, are faced with much more unbelief than in previous generations. We face greater rejection and the gospel is rejected in a much greater way. There are more atheists than ever before. There is more unbelief than ever before. And we need to not be shocked when people ask us questions that are absolutely unbelievable. Jeremiah 17 verse 9 tells us why people reject the truth, even historical facts, because the heart is desperately wicked. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? People reject the truth, even obvious facts, because the heart is corrupt. The heart is deceitful. The heart of man, unsaved, unregenerate man, is black. We like to say to our little girls, you know, before we're saved, our heart is black. And what does the Lord do? Well, He washes it clean and He makes it white. That's what salvation is. He cleanses our heart. The heart of man is black with sin, in darkness. We are dead in our sins and trespasses before we are saved. So we need to realize, as we witness for the Lord, people will ask all sorts of questions. People will ask questions that might shock us and amaze us and say, how could anyone possibly think that way? As we continue this series tonight, we're going to look at questions people ask about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we've finished a little section about the Bible. Let me encourage you to store those notes away. I hope you have a title page. I hope you have a number of lesson sheets. If you've missed out on any lessons, come and see me. I don't have all the lesson notes with me tonight, but on Sunday I can bring them. And if you missed any handouts, but let me encourage you to build up a little resource that you can go to. You won't be able to remember all these facts, but something you can turn to and maybe come back to someone with, or maybe just review when you go out door knocking, or when you go to work, perhaps, to witness to someone you think might talk to you. Let me encourage you to build up a little resource for answering questions. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, lots of people ask questions about Christ, and believe it or not, some people ask the question and even say this: did he even exist as a person? Did Jesus Christ historically even exist? Now, has anyone ever been asked that before? Yeah. Some, perhaps, Brother Huey. I remember one time when someone said to me, look, I don't even believe he existed. I believe that those who wrote the New Testament wrote it hundreds of years later, even 500 years later, and they never even knew him. He never even existed. It's all made up. Now, how could someone possibly ask that question? Well, Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful. It causes man to believe something which is a complete lie, completely ridiculous, completely incorrect. And sadly, we live in a generation of ignorance, don't we? You know, our children aren't taught history. They're taught what they are forced to be taught in school. They're taught lies. They're not taught biblical truth. And because of ignorance and a lack of education and lies on the internet, where our children get their truth from, sadly, there are many people who don't even believe that Jesus Christ existed. Some of the more radical skeptics deny that Jesus was a historical person. In 2012, here's an example, Timothy Freak, and I think his surname is appropriate, Timothy Freak published this book, The Jesus Mysteries. Was the original Jesus a pagan god? Was the original Jesus a pagan god? Just made up. Just invented by man. See, these days anyone can say anything. Did he even exist? It's just made up. It's a made up book. Well, what can we say to answer someone that may ask us, did he even actually exist? Well, there in your notes, there are undeniable evidences. Your blank is the word undeniable. There are undeniable evidences. Only one blank tonight, so I'll give you a break after a big weekend. Undeniable evidences that Christ existed. Now, what are those evidences? Well, first of all, the historical, factual existence of Jesus Christ was not in doubt until recent times. Friends, this is something new. For someone to say, look, I don't believe that he even existed, that was not a question that people asked even 20, 30 years ago, even 50 years ago. Christ's existence was not doubted at all. This is a question that people ask because we are in the last days. We are in the end times. A generation is now coming up who not only knows not the Lord, but doesn't even believe that he exists. God does not exist, and well, Jesus Christ never lived either. Absolutely ridiculous. Here are some quotes in your notes to keep stored away. The Encyclopedia Britannica says, these independent accounts prove, accounts that are historical, prove that in ancient times, even the opponents of Christianity never doubted the historicity of Jesus, which was disputed for the first time and on inadequate grounds by several authors at the end of the 18th, during the 19th, and at the beginning of the 20th century. So there were some authors that denied his very existence, but today it's a common question. Did he even exist? But it's a question from recent times. Another historian observes this, regardless of what anyone may think personally or believe about him, Jesus of Nazareth has been the dominant figure in the history of Western culture for almost 20 centuries. You know, we cannot deny, and no one can deny, the impact and the power of Christianity. James Kennedy writes this, all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on earth as much as that one solitary life. My friends, the entire world has been impacted by Jesus Christ. For someone to say that he never existed, they are living in complete ignorance. In complete ignorance. And the reason why someone would say that is because of their blindness and the deceitfulness of their heart. Now, there in your notes, point number two, the New Testament is a historical record of the life of Jesus Christ. We have eyewitness accounts who knew Jesus, who recorded his actions, who wrote what happened down in what we have in the New Testament. And as we looked at last week, we know that those manuscripts had already been recorded within the first century AD. Before 100 AD, the Bible, the New Testament, was already completed. Now, we don't need to go over those details. We already examined that evidence last week. But the New Testament is the most reliable and provable manuscript, compilation of manuscript evidence in the world. No other book is like it. No other historical book. No other secular record of anybody's life is as provable and accurate as the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you might like to refer to your notes from last week as we saw, you know, the writings of Plato, the writings of Greek philosophers that many lift up today as great treasures of history. And, you know, you could say to that person, would you believe Plato existed? Yeah, absolutely. You know, have you ever read any writings from ancient Romans or Roman history or Caesars? Have you read any? Oh, yes, yes. Well, do you know that there's more information and writings about the eyewitness account of Jesus Christ than any other person in history? Well, no, I didn't know that. Well, there is. You may not know that. The fact of the matter, there is. There's thousands of manuscripts of the New Testament that have been recorded of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. No other ancient book comes even close to the manuscript authority of the New Testament. And we know, factually, that it was completed within the first 100 AD, even 80 AD, and the New Testament is a record of his life. Now, thirdly, on the other side of your notes, there is evidence for the life of Jesus from secular sources. You know, Christians weren't the only one to write about the Lord Jesus Christ. Though they may not have believed in him, there were others that recorded facts about his existence, even though they didn't believe in him. Cornelius Tacitus, a first century Roman historian, wrote this: Christus, from whom the name Christianity had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of our procurators, Pontius Pilate. So here we have a statement from a Roman historian giving three facts: that there was a man named Christ who died a horrific death, which we know is crucifixion, death by crucifixion, the most torturous death, and under the reign of Tiberius Caesar, who was a historical emperor, historically proven, he was the emperor at the time. You don't need to look in the Bible to know that's true. You can look in the history books of the world. And then Pontius Pilate was the governor at that time. All of these facts are historical. Christ existed. Josephus, who was a Jewish leader and served under the Roman emperors, wrote two histories about the Jews. And in the following passages, he acknowledges, as a Jew, the existence of Jesus, of John the Baptist, of his baptism, of Jesus' brother James. And there's a quote in your notes that you can refer to. He says, Ananias, the high priest, assembled the Sanhedrin of the judges and brought before them the brother of Jesus, who was called Christ, whose name was James. Do you remember James was martyred? And here's a record of James's martyrdom. Who was James? He was the brother of Jesus. He was the brother of Jesus and some others. And when they had formed accusation against them as breakers of the law, he delivered them to be stoned. So there's Josephus's quote of what is plain and proven history. But unfortunately, we live in a day where people will ask ridiculous questions. And they will seem so intellectual in their own eyes that, well, how can you even prove that Jesus Christ existed? Well, there are plenty of proofs. There are plenty of proofs. How can you prove that he did not? Well, they probably won't take that for an answer. But here are some quotes. Now, here's something that perhaps may be more easy to just remember and store away in your mind. The Talmud, which was the Jewish religious writings dating from AD 70 to 200, they mention the existence of Jesus Christ. Now, would you agree that if there was anyone who would want to deny his existence or to get rid of his existence from the pages of history, it would have been the religious Jews. It would have been the rabbis. It would have been the ones who crucified him, who called out for him to be crucified. We would be sure that the Jewish rabbinical writers would have said so, but in their own writings they wrote this: it has been taught, on the eve of Passover, Yeshua was hanged. Yeshua is the Jewish name for Jesus. Not having found anything in his favor, they hanged him on the eve of Passover. So they record in their own religious writings that Jesus existed. As we compare the Gospels, historical records, it's very simple and easy to prove that Jesus Christ was a historical figure in the world. It is undeniable. It is undeniable. He was a historical man from Nazareth. If you look at all the resources that come from Greek, from Roman, Jewish, and even Samaritan sources, they all put together give us details of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here's a statement from a professor at the History of Miami University, there in your notes, lastly. He says this: we have more and better historical documentation for Jesus than for any other religious founder. So any other religious leader in the world, whether they be Muhammad, whether they be Buddha, whether they be perhaps a Hindu yogi, or whoever you might like to choose, we have more about the life of the Lord Jesus Christ recorded and historical documentation written down than any other religious leader. Did he exist? Absolutely. But there are scoffers, there are rejecters who will deny all this evidence because of their self-willed blindness. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The human heart is corrupt. But someone may say something like that, perhaps a teenager, even a young boy, because maybe that's what mum and dad believe. You know, it's just been hammered into them. And so mum and dad say, look, Jesus was not really a real person. He was more like an idea that people made up. You know, just an idea. Love your neighbour. You know, that's good. We ought to love our neighbour. But he never existed. He never went to the cross. It's just a bunch of teachings to encourage mankind to love one another and really form. We all should be like Jesus, you know. We all should strive more to make our world better through becoming a better person. So much New Age nonsense in the world today that spiritualizes his existence, you know. Never even existed. He's just a philosophy of life. Did he exist? Absolutely. And those who look into the details of his existence and of his claims as God, in fact, have realized that not only is he the Christ, but they have become born-again Christians themselves. I put a little link there in your notes off Brother David Cloud's website, wayoflife.org, and he has some information there, some reports that you can look at about men who were converted trying to disprove the Bible. Men who were converted trying to disprove the Bible. But as Christians, we need to be ready to give an answer. So for our first little study on questions about Christ, did he even exist? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But be prepared. People will say that he didn't. And we need to be ready to have an answer, to give an answer. And look, some people don't even want you to get that quote and show it to them or say, all right, bring me that book. Sometimes it's just to give an answer back to their foolish question. Sometimes it's just a measure of truth to unravel their false confidence in their unbelief. And sometimes it's an open door that leads to the gospel. They say, oh, I never knew that. You know, it's just something you've stored away, something you've remembered. And oftentimes that's how it is when we witness, don't we? You know, they're not looking for proof, in fact. They just want to hear an answer to their question. And perhaps the Holy Spirit can use that to work in their heart and open their heart and remove those blindfolds of unbelief. So let's be prayerful. Let's ask the Lord to help us to store some of these things away. I know there's too much information there to remember, especially these quotes from historians. But you might just remember, you know, the Jews, the rabbis of the day in their writings, the Talmud, you know, they crucified Christ and they recorded the fact that he did die on the cross on the eve of Passover. You know, they wrote that. And if anyone wanted to get rid of his existence in history, well, they would have. So that's something that I've stored away, that I've learned from this little lesson. But there's much more in there. Let me encourage you just to pray and say, Lord, help me to be a better witness. And I trust as we go through this series, Lord will give us more opportunities.